Since September 11th, many people here in the U.S. have reached out to their neighbors through interfaith services. Karima Alavi, an American Muslim, has had a lot of invitations to such events, but she was intrigued by one she received recently from a local penitente morada. The moradas, seen mostly in the southwestern United States, are places of worship for traditional Catholics. The morada that Karima Alavi visited has a commanding position on top of a hill overlooking New Mexico's Chama River Valley.
Coming in from the intense New Mexico sunlight to the entrance of the candlelit morada was like stepping back centuries in time. On the whitewashed walls of the adobe church hung a few pieces of primitive art that proudly displayed its Hispano-Mexican heritage. The stark, narrow room was flanked on both sides by small adobe benches where I took a seat. Most of the men were those who, in earlier days, would have been called village elders, the kind of men you could take your troubles to, knowing that they would chuckle and tell you how they handled the same problem when it hit them decades ago. The prayers went on for an hour. The brothers were allowed to stand for a short time, then they were down on their knees again for a final plea for world peace. I silently recited a sacred text of my own faith. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Lit is such a light in houses that Allah hath permitted to be raised, to honor for the celebration in them of His name. In them is He glorified. Outside, the smell of wood-burning stoves mingled in the air as we joined a slow procession of prayer amidst the golden cottonwoods rustling in the autumn wind. Heading toward the community center, where we would share hot apple cider and new friendships, I felt at peace for the first time since the events of September 11 tried to shatter our lives.
Karima Alavi is an American Muslim who lives and teaches at Dar al-Islam, a Muslim educational and religious center in the hills of Abiquiu, New Mexico.